There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome to Drive Live. It's 25 to 6. I'm joined by Danny Norton this week. And right now we're joined by Big Chris McCarty. He's finally made an appearance back in the studio.
You've been prominent
after Robbie.
Yes, I have been. I've been hiding from both of you over the course of this week. But it is nice to be back, and an awful lot going on in the world of sport, whether it's football, tennis, cricket, whatever floats your boat. There's an awful lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, the big story of the day has to be tennis. We'll come to that. But if we can, for want of a better phrase, kick off with the football. You know, last night's football, were you surprised with Arsenal's performance?
I was. I thought Arsenal were very good. I thought the game in general was a very good advert for Premier League football. I think Danny agrees with that. I think there was chances at both ends. It was played, it was at times, and I think I remarked on this in Business Breakfast this morning, at times it was, I guess, reminiscent of an NBA match. Very open. I think Chelsea probably created the clearer cut chances. Alvaro Morata probably should have had a hat-trick on another day. Arsenal, though, very good. I thought Jack Wilshere, and I'm not his biggest fan, I think he's been overrated. I really do. Yes, he came onto the scene with a bang. He's not been fit enough, has he? But he was good last night, very good indeed. And if he can continue that form, then he may well gate crash Gareth Southgate's England squad for the FIFA World Cup finals. Over the piece, I think a draw was a fair result. Yes, there's been a lot said and written about the penalty decision. I don't know if you agree with this, Danny. I, for one, thought it was a penalty. Yes, it was a little soft, but if you watch the replays, Hector Bellerin makes no contact with the ball. He does make contact with Eden Hazard. Yes, he goes down a little easy. There's contact there, though, and it's a penalty.
Well, I'm going to agree with you on this one. My philosophy has changed ever since the Merseyside derby, and where Dejan Lovren was penalised for slight contact on Calvert-Lewin, and a penalty was given. So my thinking now is, any kind of contact in the box, it's a penalty. There we go.
You give it, and they did. So 2-2 over the piece. Good result. I think the real winners of the match, Manchester City, still 15 points clear at the top. Manchester United will take heart from the fact that they remain in second place, albeit a long way back from their rivals. Arsenal down in sixth place. They needed a victory, and they're still in the big games. I still think they're a little lacking, certainly in front of goal. Chances created, yes, they're not taking them.
Well, about Tottenham Hotspur, they are in action tonight. They've got a chance to move back within 1 point of the top four.
Yeah, indeed. They take on West Ham. The festive period, it just keeps on giving from a footballing standpoint. Into the Emirates FA Cup tomorrow night as well, with that Merseyside derby. Manchester United taking on Derby County. I expect a Spurs win tonight. I know West Ham have picked up since David Moyes came in, but with Harry Kane rested in their win over Swansea, you expect him back leading the line, and he'll look to kickstart his own 2018 the way he finished 2017. That is amongst the goals. So I expect a Spurs win tonight. I really do. Looking forward to it, and it gives me another excuse to park myself on the couch.
As always, Chris, never
changes.
Too far away from
absolutely
a big screen,
not.
Are you?
No.
Okay, a few more football announcements, though. Besiktas have got rid of a player.
Yes, indeed.
Offloaded.
Transfer news coming through this afternoon that Everton have agreed a deal with Besiktas for the Turkish international Cenk Tosun. £27 million. He scored 8 goals in 25 appearances for Turkey. He's been the main man for Besiktas. They've reached the last 16 of the Champions League. A little strange decision, I feel, to sell a striker, your main man, given the fact you're still in the UEFA Champions League. I'm not quite sure of that. He's clearly agitated, perhaps, for a move to the Premier League. Sam Allardyce, it would represent his first signing since taking charge at Goodison Park. And wish Cenk all the very best. I think there is a spot there, as well as Calvert-Lewin has done. I think they've not really replaced Romelu Lukaku. So Everton busy. I expect more to be spent this coming month as well. Steven Nzonzi, the French midfielder at Sevilla, he's been heavily linked. And it's my understanding as well that they're keen on a left back. So Everton to be busy over the course of the next 27 days or so, and the first man in looks to be Cenk Tosun.
So that's one person moving to Merseyside. What about a person potentially moving away from Merseyside?
This is going to dominate, I think, an awful lot of conversation tonight, because it does appear, Danny, much to your chagrin, I'm sure, and much to your disappointment, that Philippe Coutinho, a move to Barcelona, looks inevitable. Will it happen this month? I know a few people in the know at Liverpool are reporting today that it will happen sooner rather than later. As a non-Liverpool fan, it'd be good to get your thoughts on this. As good a player as Philippe Coutinho is, if the reports are to be believed and Thomas Lamar has been lined up as his replacement, I am a huge Lamar fan. 21 years of age, creates, scores goals. Okay, new to the Premier League, he's been fantastic for AS Monaco. Looking at Liverpool, it pains me to say, but Virgil van Dijk Naby Keita coming in. If Coutinho is to leave and they reinvest those funds wisely, I think Liverpool will be stronger for it.
I'd agree with you on that one. I think certainly Lamar, I'm a fan as well, but as a Liverpool fan, I don't want to see Coutinho leave right now. And there's been talk, I know Jamie Carragher was on Twitter last night as well, and he was suggesting if Liverpool do any kind of deal, make it one a bit like what we've done with RB Leipzig for Keita, where you agree the deal, but he moves in the summer, because Liverpool, they're still after the top four place for this season. They're still in the Champions League as well, similar to Besiktas. So be fascinated to see what does happen as well after the money's been spent on Virgil van Dijk. Let's move sports now anyway. Like Natalie said earlier on, the big story really is all to do with Andy Murray. Tennis, he's going to be out of the Australian Open, unfortunately, especially following his very emotional post on Instagram last night.
No real surprise this one. He announced earlier today that he will be forced out of the Australian Open. The hip injury is simply not going away. He chose not to have surgery on that injury that has kept him out for the best part of 5 months at the back end of 2017. It's now going to keep him out of the first Grand Slam of the year. He may well have to go under the knife, and I know an awful lot of people, Paul Espy included, a man that knows an awful lot of people close to Andy Murray, works for the CF Tennis Academy here in Dubai. He is of the opinion that this injury is far more serious than perhaps Andy Murray has let on, that his career, whilst maybe not in jeopardy, certainly one or two things might have to change if Andy Murray is to return to the elite level on a tennis court. So watch this space with this one. The immediate news, though, is that he will not be competing at the Australian Open. Novak Djokovic did board a flight from Dubai a little earlier today, so he is en route to Australia. So fingers crossed he can pass his late fitness test and line up for the Australian Open. There are doubts over Rafa Nadal, Stan Wawrinka. News as well that Kei Nishikori will not be playing in Melbourne. So it all opens the doors. I said this a couple of days ago. Roger Federer will be a man who's smiling. And could it be a young boy, someone like an Alexander Zverev? Maybe, who knows, the man that polarises opinion somewhat, Nick Kyrgios. Could this be his turn to win a Grand Slam?
I doubt it.
I'm with you on that.
He just can't behave. He just can't hold it in, can
for
he?
2 weeks.
I mean, I just don't think so.
It's
even in
difficult.
Australia.
Oh, yes.
It'd be
even,
too hard for him.
Even with a partisan crowd behind Nick Kyrgios, you always feel that he is a little susceptible, temperamentally wise, to failing. So it does make it intriguing. We're gutted, and certainly as a Scot and as a proud Brit, I'm gutted for Andy Murray. But the show must go on, as they say. And given the fact that I am such a big Roger Federer admirer, let us hope he can make it number 20.
Yeah, I guess staying with Australia, day one of the fifth and final test there. Australia, I guess, buoyed by the return of Mitchell Starc.
Indeed, yes, they were. I watched some of this morning. The opening a couple of hours were distorted somewhat, or were stopped due to the weather conditions. England did get in. They won the toss. They elected to bat. Myself and Robbie have been discussing this one in the office this afternoon about who will be happier with their lot on day one. England finishing on 233 for five. I think, though, the late wicket of Johnny Bairstow maybe just tips it in the favour of Australia. Johnny Bairstow put in a night watchman, for goodness sake. He chose not to. He comes in, he's gone for just five. I think Australia will be the happier of the two this evening. I really do. Joe Root out for 83. Dawid Malan not out on 55, so he will return tomorrow morning with Moeen Ali in at number seven for England. So an awful lot of work to be done for England. They need to get upwards 350, 400 to make this competitive. Australia, of course, looking to make it 4-0. Not quite the whitewash that they would have hoped for, but nonetheless emphatic. So England looking to win this one to at least restore a little bit of pride.
Yeah.
And the four tests in Sydney, the pitch there was, well, it had nothing, didn't it? It was pretty much lifeless.
That's
but
it.
This one here in Melbourne, it's turned a little bit more.
Other way, Melbourne to Sydney.
Melbourne, this one in Sydney, though, there's a true bounce there, isn't there? The Seamers are enjoying themselves.
And you'd expect that with Mitchell Starc coming back in. Okay, I still think there's one or two. He wasn't as quick as he was in the opening three tests. That being said, you're right, Danny. There is more to this pitch than there was in Melbourne, and that favours Australia. You always feel they're capable, with Mitchell Starc, Pat Cummins, Josh Hazlewood and Nathan Lyon, of taking 20 wickets. That's not so for England. So I still personally make Australia favourites. I am hopeful England can at least get one on the board. Let them have one.
Yeah, it would be all right. A draw is, you know, not even good enough, is it? It's nowhere near good enough. I guess the big conversation, though, Chris, is what's on the programme tonight, because there was lots of arguments in the office.
Oh,
upstairs.
Yes. Danny has he's got a bee in his bonnet over some of the things we were discussing last night. Nature versus nurture. We could argue about that until the cows come home. But in terms of this evening, last night we were looking at sportsmen and women who perhaps have a point to prove in 2018. This evening, well, we've had to do a little bit more research on our subject matter tonight. tonight because we're looking at starlets, youngsters who may well break through in 2018. We'll be discussing that. We'll be looking back on all the football, discussing the transfer of Philippe Coutinho. There's a new football event taking place right here in the UAE that we'll tell you about. And we're also going to be on the line with the boys from the Abu Dhabi Invitational. Some big names in the world of sport heading to the capital next weekend.
Okay, I guess this is one of the first chances we've had to talk to you this year, really. What are you kind of looking forward to? We asked Robbie what his... I mean, immediately one event stood out to Robbie. What's the big thing for you this year?
Out of interest,
don't
was
even,
it?
Don't well...
Was it Ryder Cup that Robbie said?
It wasn't.
No. Interesting. Interesting. No. I think there's only one for me, being such a massive football fan. It would be the FIFA World Cup finals. You all know I have a strange fascination with a little Swedish club called Östersunds, and given the fact that they're taking on Arsenal in a little over or under 40 days, that one will get me excited. But yeah, the FIFA World Cup, Scotland are not there, Iceland are, and I'll be an Iceland fan for 3.5 weeks, I think.
I think that's fair enough. But yeah, good for Robbie, he went for the World Cup.
Did he really?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah. He said the first thing that stands out. I guess it's every 4 years. It's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. And it's only getting bigger. Interesting to see. I think we'll all be watchful observers of just how Russia get on as hosts. Fingers crossed all goes well there. And it's a carnival of football. The world's best. Messi, Ronaldo, can they win a World Cup and rubber stamp their legacy? So many questions. And yeah, roll on June 14th for that opening match, Russia against Saudi Arabia.
Are we going to get you off the sofa? Are
No.
you just going to be watching football back to back?
Yes.
Essentially.
Hopefully I'll get a little trip over there. I might catch some of the action. But yeah, it's on the sofa. It's where I'll be for much of this year.
Okay, before we let you go, Chris, here's today's Lost Word.
The Lost Word.
Woman diagnosed with stomach disease for years had in her intestine.
So, woman diagnosed with stomach disease for years had bleep in her intestine.
Continuing the theme, not possible, but we'll run with it. A deflated football.
Deflated football. Okay. Well, it could be a small one.
Yes.
Could be a small one.
Could be a size 3.
Okay.
Remember those? Is there size 3? There's certainly size 4 footballs. Size 3s?
Yeah. There are.
The little ones.
The little ones. Yeah, 2 and 1 as well.
I'll go with that.
Okay. So Chris thinks it might be deflated football. Danny Norton, what have we got from you?
Marbles.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Zina, so we've had deflated football, we've had marbles from Danny. What are you going to go for?
A soda can.
A soda can.
A whole can.
I don't know. an entire can.
If you have a better suggestion, text us 4001 via the free messaging app. I'll reveal all shortly.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.